Okay, okay, okay. You're ready for Armageddon? Like, just go into it.
Okay.
Ready? 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 Ready?
Ready? Hiya!
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight are...
Evan Hudson.
Will again!
And Megan.
And welcome to the Elite Crew Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, episode 27, Armageddon.
Megatron?
Okay.
He nodded.
Lincoln nodded.
Yay. Okay. Armageddon. Hey, you guys remember the movie Tron?
The old times went before CG. You know, before...
It was CG.
Well,
that little bit.
Kind of.
It was, like, famous for being CG.
It was, like, the first CG movie.
It was at least a very old CG movie.
Yeah.
There was, like, that one-inch cube of CG that just sort of floated by in that scene.
Yeah.
No, there were those big, like, crushing things that were CG, and they were just lines.
But it was inside a computer, so it was only, like, this big.
But they were giant.
So anyway, quite,
yeah. Apparently this big is equivalent to about an inch.
Those are
these big.
That's thicker than your laptop. Those would be crushing your laptop.
Man, I need a bigger laptop.
Anyway, yeah.
I used to have one of those laptops that was like 5 inches deep by like. 12
I don't think that's a laptop. I think that's a desktop with an attached monitor.
No, it was a laptop.
Anyway,
battery.
Yeah.
Armageddon.
It was ridiculous.
It would crush you.
If you guys ever happen to see Tron, there's a period. There's a part of that game. A scene. Yes, thank you. Where they race around on these crazy
light cycles.
They're like motorcycles, except they leave a wall of light behind them that cannot
pass through.
Pretty much.
If you haven't seen Tron, go see Tron. We can wait here. Yeah. Pause. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen Tron. Good job. Tron's a great movie.
Okay, yeah. Anyway.
We should watch Tron again.
We should watch Tron again.
Okay. Anyway, these light cycles. Armageddon is basically you're driving light cycles.
Well, okay. There's a lot of different names for it. Like, it's almost kind of like multiplayer Snake. It's when I used to have my computer when I was a little chillin'. It was called Killer Crayon. I'm sure there's a lot of other names for it. But basically, it's like, okay, you're a dot. You're going to move around this 2D field and leave a wall behind you. And if anybody crashes into that wall, they die, and their wall disappears. And you want to be the last person remaining. Armageddon is that game based on the scenes from the movie Tron in, like, full 3D. Except it's still, like, on a 2D play field. Except it's 3D.
Visuals are 3D. Movement is 2D, I guess is the best way to explain that.
But it's the same principle. Like, okay, you have this light motorcycle thing. It goes at top speed all the time. Except not really.
No,
you have brakes, but you can disable them.
And you can also increase your speed by going really close to someone's wall, but not actually hitting it.
Yeah. Well, by scraping against it.
Yeah.
Like, the closer you get, you can actually get close enough that, like, your bike will, like, lean and is scraping against your wall, and that makes you go faster. And it's so great.
Apparently, friction works opposite in... Friction is reversed in computers. I don't know.
What? I said my name.
Did you speak the last one?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay, that's good. That's odd. So, what do you see as the advantages of playing on Megatron, Lincoln?
Very small. It's very simple. Doesn't lag old, crappy computers.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's a perfect LAN party game, even if people don't have it.
Yeah,
like, there's pretty much one game mode, which is, like, Tron mode, or Light Cycle mode, or whatever. But it's, like, how many players can you have in a game? It's, like, 32 players, ain't it?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's 16.
And the size of the arena and the top speed of the bikes can all be manipulated.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's fairly moddable, as far as I can tell. I know that there's a mod that exists, Like, somewhere in the INI files, you can change the angle at which they turn so it's not 90. Ooh. So you can do it on hexagons or whatever.
Wow. I haven't tried that.
And I know you can make maps for it.
Really?
Like, I know that it is not... You don't have to play on the stock square map. Hmm. And that, because it has more than the one game mode, I don't know if you've noticed all the different game modes it has, but it has, like, controlling zones as a game mode. It has all kinds of different game modes.
I've never played any of those.
No.
But it and, of course, it has team modes also for the regular, like, Last Man Standing, which is the default mode. But it actually does have a lot of game modes.
Huh. Crazy. But, yeah, like how much... There's been times when we've just been, like, sitting around, like, three of us, and we're like, let's play Armageddon. Next thing we know, there's, like, 12 people playing.
You know what's even... You know what's crazy to do? What? One time, we got, like, six or eight people in. We set the server to lock everyone to first-person camera with a really narrow field of view just in front, and no one could see what was going on.
It's awesome.
It was awesome. You can do a lot of fun stuff with it, even though it's just sort of... It looks simple on the surface.
Yeah.
And even the simple on the surface, not changing any settings, you can get hours and hours and hours of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
And then put it down and get hours and hours the next day.
It's almost kind of like... The game is so simple, it's almost like a toy. Because, like, even, like, between rounds, you never really notice when rounds end.
I guess if you cared more about the score, you could notice, but...
Yeah, but if
we're
you're
usually too busy to be like, yeah, I killed you, aha!
Oh, no, it's like, everybody has a bike, when everybody dies, it starts over again.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that's Armageddon.
It's simple. It's open source.
Mm.
Open source is good.
I really want to find out more about these maps.
Yeah. I looked into it briefly. There's a whole Armageddon wiki, and there's a whole lot of cool stuff on the wiki.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I spent, like, 3 hours one day reading the wiki, and that's why I learned all that random stuff, because I just got lost in their wiki. It's really cool, the stuff people do with that game.
I'll have to link to the wiki, then.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I really can't think of anything else to
it's
say about this game.
It's a pretty simple game. I mean, we've described it. You are silly if you don't go download it immediately. It's 2 megabytes.
Yeah.
Easy to learn. It's very easy to learn.
There's
a
two
grand
control
total
buttons.
Of 4 buttons, only 2 of which you ever need to learn.
Yeah. And, like, even if you just like speed, you can set yourself up against, like, 2 or 3 computers and have some fun with it if you're just bored.
Right, exactly.
It's cool, because you can get up to 4 people per computer and then still network that computer.
Yeah, it has split-screen mode that works really well.
Yeah.
And you can just give everyone keyboards and plug them all into a big screen.
It's awesome.
Or just have them play on the same keyboard if they really want.
Yeah.
Yeah, only 2 keys. Necessary.
More computer games need local multiplayer, by the way.
More games need local multiplayer.
It's true, console games are moving away from it, too.
Yeah.
If whatever the hell that Ragdoll Kung Fu game, if that didn't suck, I wish that didn't suck.
Which one?
Ragdoll Kung Fu. It was like a random indie game from like 4 years ago. It had up
Ragdoll Kung Fu, the one that was on Steam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had up to either 5 or 6 player local multiplayer just by plugging more mice into the computer. And each, because it's a completely mouse driven game, you just all plugged mice in and fought. I wish that game didn't suck, because then more games might be like, whoa, we can have lots of mice at once.
Yeah. Which is a great idea, actually.
Which is crazy, because Windows doesn't even understand more than one mouse at once.
I know. Oh, man.
But I think that's a weird tangent. I don't think that's Armageddon at all.
Yeah.
No, but it should be. So, Armageddon. Really simple, really fun, really small. You should go get it right now and just keep it around, because, hey, it's something to do when you're bored. Yeah. Okay, I'll link to that. I'll link to the wiki, both in the show notes. Show notes can be found at www.leakerstudios.net/podcast. We can get emails at podcast@alikustudios.net. Look for us on the internet. I really love the fact that our Brick Wars episode was linked on the front page of the Brick Wars website.
Has that happened yet?
No.
As of where we are in time?
Yes. No, maybe. Yeah. September 30th.
Okay.
So probably not.
Whatever.
Right.
It will be linked there, September 30th.
Elite Coup Studios podcast. Only podcast with the balls to broadcast directly into the past. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. Okay.
music for this episode has been Eat Your Own Dust F-Zero OC Remix by Razovian, which was found on OCRemix.org.
It's like against every religion.